This is SoHo Insider, and we recently spoke with SoHo President John DiPersio about this year's annual meeting theme, Advancing Care Through Collaborative Science. He explained the theme reflects a moment when research funding is in flux and cross-sector collaboration is more important than ever.
You know, I chose something that was a little bit off the beaten track because I think that everybody in the world, not only in the United States, but in the world, suffers from financial constraints using government funding to solely generate the support for research. And I also am a translational investigator, and I value the interactions I have with private players like biotech companies, small biotech, companies, big pharma, et cetera. And there are plenty of people in those institutions that are doing great work, are doing cutting edge work, and are able to collaborate with academic institutions in a way that's productive for everybody. And you know, the issue of getting all your money from the government, I think, is maybe something in the past. And so we have to look forward a little bit in that these private-public collaborations are a way not only to get the work done, but, you know, in some ways it may even help you get bigger and better things done faster. And yes, you do have to disclose those collaborations. But I don't know, if you make progress and you make a drug or you make a product or you make a cell therapy that's going to save lives, why would you care about disclosing that you collaborated with somebody as opposed to getting all your money from the government? So I think it's kind of crazy. And I think that those kinds of sensible public-private collaborations have to be part of our future as far as science is concerned. There's no other way to do it. There's so much resources in the private sector that can be leveraged by government funds and vice versa, that we need to think about putting them both together. And so I wanted to have a session at SoHo, sort of an example of how this would work, how a private company would collaborate with a government-funded laboratory to generate a product that's moving forward into the clinic. That'll be the subject of one session there. And also how these big cooperative groups, which are government-funded, how they are now collaborating with the private sector, because they need the drugs to do the studies, and how this is done so that not only is it instructive for senior people, but it also tells junior investigators how they can map out their future a little bit better. They're not completely relegated to going into the private sector, or they're not completely relegated in going into an academic institution where they would have to depend completely on the government for their funding or their institution for funding. It's a way of expanding your horizons, but doing it sensibly, appropriately, and hopefully faster.
Registration for the annual meeting is now open. Register at soho.click/2026.